Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 21st, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Twitter began rolling out account verification for the first time since 2017, which users should see in settings over the coming weeks, with verification turnaround expected within a few days. There are six categories for verification: government, brands, journalists, entertainment, sports, and activists, with accounts having to be authentic, notable, and active to receive verification, among other criteria. Snap announced Story Studio, an iOS app for creating and editing mobile videos, which will pull trending data from Snapchat and its TikTok competitor Spotlight to inspire creators to make popular content. Story Studio content won't include a watermark to avoid other platforms demoting them in algorithms. Snap also unveiled new spectacles that offer true AR effects using dual waveguide displays and dual front-facing cameras, although the devices are currently only being shipped to application developers. The Verge's sources say that Snap acquired the makers of the AR displays used in the new spectacles, Wave Optics, for over $500 million. The Wall Street Journal sources say that Google called off long-running negotiations with its DeepMind artificial intelligence unit seeking to grant DeepMind more autonomy. The founders of DeepMind had sought more autonomy as far back as 2015, including a proposed partial spinoff looking to establish an independent legal structure used by nonprofit groups, which reportedly did not make financial sense to Alphabet. HP announced the Victus 16, the first in a new mid-tier gaming laptop line, starting at $800 with up to either AMD Ryzen 7 or Intel Core i7 CPUs, 1TB of NVMe storage, and either a GeForce RTX 3060 or Radeon RX 5500M GPU shipping in June. The company also announced the higher-end Omen 16 laptop, starting at $1,050, also with a choice of AMD or Intel CPUs, a 60% bigger battery than the outgoing Omen 15, up to a GeForce RTX 3070 card, and dual NVMe SSD slots that can be configured in RAID. Amazon will shut down the Prime Now app and website worldwide by the end of the year. Amazon will move third-party partners, local stores, and all expedited delivery options to the main Amazon app and site. A new tax agenda from the U.S. Treasury Department proposes that any cryptocurrency transfers worth $10,000 or more must be reported to the IRS. The IRS updated its guidance late last year, requiring tax buyers to declare if they purchased, traded, sold, or received cryptocurrency in 2020. The stock trading app Robinhood began rolling out a new feature called IPO Access, which lets users buy initial public offering shares typically reserved for institutional investors. There are no account minimums to use IPO Access, and the medical scrubs company Figs will be the first company to sell its IPO shares on Robinhood. Bloomberg sources say the U.S. insurance giant CNA Financial paid a $40 million ransom in late March to regain control of its infrastructure following a ransomware attack. A CNA spokesperson said the company followed the law in this matter, disclosing in a security update that it did not believe the systems of record, claim systems, or underwriting systems were impacted. A new report from Checkpoint Research found that misconfiguration of third-party cloud services on 23 popular Android apps potentially exposed data like email records, chat messages, location information, user IDs, passwords, and push notification keys. 13 apps publicly hosted data on unsecured databases that anyone online could request access to, and Checkpoint informed the developers of their findings prior to publishing the report. The Cyberspace Administration of China announced that 105 apps, including LinkedIn, TikTok, and the video sharing app Kaisho, used over-collection and excessive authorization to illegally infringe on personal user information. New regulations on data collection by apps from China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology came into effect May 1st, and the apps now have 15 working days to correct the issue. U.S. Representatives Lori Trahan and Kathy Castor introduced the Social Media Data Act in the House of Representatives, which would require ad platforms with over 100 million monthly active users to give researchers and the Federal Trade Commission access to more detailed ad libraries to review the impact of ads on consumers. The bill mirrors similar efforts in Europe, where the proposed Digital Services Act would provide an exemption to GDPR for researchers accessing ad data from large platforms. And finally, Facebook announced that its Wave 2 VEC unsupervised model was able to build a speech recognition system without transcribed data, using only recorded speech and text. While initial results of this unsupervised learning were poor, Facebook said it was able to hone the model to a language using 12 to 15 hours on a single GPU. Facebook is open sourcing the model. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.